Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs, interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures, public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Jingle, 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 and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal, fantastic, fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. It is that time of year where Santa Claus is far from home. And all Mrs. Claus wants to do is rock out. So for that fact alone, welcome to the annual holiday extravaganza. Two full hours of holiday Christmas music. It is going to be fun and festive, corny and classy, all rolled into a two-hour mixtape that we call the Girly So Groovy Annual Holiday Extravaganza. We've been doing this for nearly 25 years here as Girly So Groovy's been on the airwaves. Before we unwrap this year's Christmas present, though, I just want to do a very quick shout-out to you, the loyal listeners, anyone that reached out to me from last week's show to tell me their opinions, their thoughts, their number one albums. Last week, if you missed the show, it was our top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums for 2025, the 10 best albums of the year, and our honorable mentions, albums that were not quite top 10 material but still worth checking out before the year came to an end. Also, when we talk about programming, if you ever miss a show, remember, it's very easy to catch up. All you have to do is go to the absolutely free, no membership required listening website, Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy ending with an IE. All right, here we go. We are going to get right into this annual holiday extravaganza. I have music in the first hour on the way from The Bird and the Bee, Tina Turner, music coming up from Jill Sibule, Rosemary Clooney on the way, The Crystals, The Supremes, and an absolute pure Christmas diva that has been really having her moment in the sun this year. That's all coming up in the first hour, and then the second hour, still so much more holiday and Christmas music. We are going to kick off the full 2 hours with an absolute soulful blues kind of Christmas song that I have always loved. But it takes veteran R&B vocal powerhouse Sharon Jones to really give it a go and really drive home the absolute pure blues of the song. It's Sharon Jones teaming up with her band of merry men, the Dap Kings, kicking off this year's annual holiday extravaganza here on Girly So Groovy.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friends to wish me greetings. We go and find a mistletoe.
delivering you the jingle jangle this holiday season here on Girly So Groovy. We just kicked off our annual holiday extravaganza. Music right there from R&B trailblazer Tina Turner. The song is called Merry Christmas Baby. That was released back in 1964. It was actually released as a B-side to their single Oopoopadoo from Tina Turner. Depending on your age, if you don't know what a B-side is, and I kind of gasp that I have to explain this, there was a time where small records were released. There was a single on side A, and then on the back side was what was considered side the B-side. So there you go. I just thought I realized I used some terminology that some listeners might not even know what I'm talking about. Anyways, let's keep things going here. So kicking off the full 2 hours here on our annual holiday extravaganza, it is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings doing their take on the Christmas song, Please Come Home for Christmas. You can find that on the incredibly delightful, incredibly energetic holiday album. It's a holiday soul party from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Okay, right now we move from 1960s soul and R&B and now into 2020s indie rock holiday music. Dartmouth, Nova Scotia indie rock duo Smaller Hearts, they released a song a few years ago called Christmas at Home. It's a song that I remember we featured here on the Girly So Groovy Holiday Extravaganza 2021. Now, if you remember, that would have been the quintessential COVID Christmas. So for a song called Christmas at Home, it had a whole different meaning to it. Well, 5 years later, four years later, now when I listen to this song, it's something I almost strive for. All that, you know, trying to make families work and get here and get there. And sometimes I just kind of want that Christmas at home. And I just think this tells me that the planet is, you know, hopefully moving in the right direction, that all I want for Christmas is just a quiet Christmas at home. Here is Smaller Hearts right now here on Girly So Groovy's annual holiday extravaganza.
Lights up, drawn a tree.
This is Girly So Groovy, and this is our annual holiday extravaganza. One goal I had coming into the studio for this year's holiday party was to try and bring you music that you may have not heard like 1,000 times so far from those 24/7 Christmas stations or just from being out and about in stores. I'm trying to kind of deliver some things that might feel a little fresh or original. And I think we just did that with Los Angeles wife and husband duo, The Bird and the Bee. A duo that really know how to create playful indie pop, whether it's holiday or not. But this time it gets an extra layer of playful when it is holiday music. They released a Christmas album called Put Up the Lights. We heard the opening track, You and I at Christmas Time. And then speaking of duos, that's where we started that set. Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, indie rock duo, Smaller Hearts. They released the song Christmas at Home as an internet single. You can find that on Bandcamp if you would like to have that for your own collection. But yeah, when I talk about trying to bring things in that feel fresh or original for a holiday show, I think this next set is definitely going to do that. Australian slacker, indie rock, goddess, legend, Courtney Barnett delivers us music that doesn't often get played at this holiday time. We have music for Christmas. We have music for Hanukkah. We have music for so many different holidays. When was the last time you had a Boxing Day song? Well, Courtney Barnett has a Boxing Day song, and that is where we're going to go to next. Courtney Barnett right now on this annual holiday extravaganza here on Girly So Groovy.
Keen on what you found. when I saw your face cracking. Smiles and smoke and screams. Your Gucci purse of pharmacy. Pretend to want these things so no one sees you not getting, not getting what you need.
When we think of holiday songs, those are two very non-traditional holiday songs, but somehow here on Girly So Groovy's annual holiday extravaganza, it absolutely works. That is St. Vincent with the song At the Holiday Party. That is from St. Vincent's album, Daddy's Home. And I listen to that song and I think about At the Holiday Party. I think about office holiday parties. And it is this point in the show where, as your loyal host, I feel like I have to give you two life lessons about office holiday parties. Lesson number one, you don't have to go. If you don't want to go, don't go. I didn't go, and I do not regret not going. You do not have to go. That's lesson number one. Lesson number two about office holiday parties. Unless your partner is